When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Hey everyone, I'm Indigo. And before I share my story, please like and subscribe to stay updated with more real life experiences. I'm a 32-year-old graphic designer running my own studio in downtown Chicago, and I never thought I'd be telling this story. It all started at the annual Children's Hospital Charity Gala. I was there designing their promotional materials when this tall, charming man in a perfectly tailored suit caught my eye. "You must be the creative genius behind these gorgeous designs," he said, picking up one of my brochures.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
That was Marcus. He swept me off my feet that night, and what followed was like a fairy tale. At first. Within months, we were inseparable. My best friend Sarah wasn't completely sold, though. "I don't know, Indy. Don't you think he's a bit particular about everything?" she said during one of our coffee dates. "He's just organized," I defended him. "You should see how he runs his investment firm with James." Speaking of James, he and his wife Rachel became regular fixtures in our lives. Double dates, weekend trips. We were the perfect foursome. Well, almost perfect. Until Elena, Marcus's mother, started inserting herself into every decision. "Darling, that dress you're wearing to the Thompson wedding? Don't you think it's a bit bold for a corporate wife?" Elena's voice dripped with fake concern at our engagement dinner. "Mom, please," Marcus said, but I noticed he started commenting on my wardrobe choices after that. The wedding was spectacular, exactly how Marcus wanted it. I learned quickly that everything had to be how Marcus wanted it. My studio hours started becoming an issue 6 months into our marriage. "You're working late again? The Henderson account can..."
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
Wait, we have dinner with the board members tonight, he'd say, that edge creeping into his voice. These are my clients, Marcus. They depend on me, I'd argue. And I depend on having a wife who understands the importance of maintaining our social standing. The control was subtle at first. Questions about who I was texting when I laughed at Sarah's messages. Comments about how certain friends of mine weren't beneficial to our image. Suggestions that maybe I should scale back my client list to focus more on being a proper wife. Then came that morning. I was feeling off more than usual. Rachel was over, helping me organize Marcus's upcoming business gala. You look pale, Indigo. Are you okay? She asked, genuine concern in her eyes. 3 pregnancy tests later, I was staring at those 2 pink lines. When Marcus came home, I could hardly contain my excitement. We're having a baby, I blurted out. He looked up from his phone briefly. Hmm? Oh, well, I hope this doesn't affect the Harrison project you're working on. You know how important that client is to our social circle. That's when the first crack in my perfect facade started to show. But I had no idea how deep those cracks would run, or how much they would change my life forever. The pregnancy turned my life into a tightly controlled schedule. Marcus took over everything. He even switched my doctor without consulting me. Dr. Richards is a family friend. He understands our standards, he declared, dismissing my protests about leaving my trusted OBGYN of 6 years. Every meal became a source of tension. What are you eating? Put that down. Dr. Richards said to avoid excess sugar, he'd snap, snatching a cookie from my hand at a business dinner. Sarah watched it all during my prenatal checkups at the hospital where she worked. This isn't normal, Indy. He's timing your bathroom breaks, for God's sake. But nothing could have prepared me for the labor. The contractions were intense, and I couldn't help crying out in pain. Keep your voice down. The hospital board members have offices on this floor. You're embarrassing me, Marcus hissed, pacing the delivery room. I was in agony, gripping the bed rails. I can't. It hurts so much. Mrs. Thompson, don't worry about anything but focusing on your breathing. Sarah stepped in, throwing Marcus a disgusted look. This is ridiculous. I have a call with Singapore anyway, he muttered, walking out just as another contraction hit. Rachel slipped into the room after he left. Indigo, I've seen this before. Last month, he made his secretary cry because her typing was too loud during his conference call. The poor girl quit the next day. Emma came into the world at 3:47 a.m., perfect and beautiful. Marcus returned 2 hours later, complaining about his interrupted sleep schedule. The first week home was hell. Can't you keep her quiet? I have an important presentation tomorrow, he'd yell from his home office. She's a newborn, Marcus. She needs to eat every 2 hours. Well, take her to the nursery. I didn't spend a fortune on a soundproof room for nothing. Elena showed up unannounced daily, critiquing everything. Really, Indigo, you're nursing again? She just ate 2 hours ago. You're spoiling her. Mother, please handle this, Marcus would say, not even looking up from his phone. I can't focus with all this chaos. One night, after Marcus berated me for Emma's midnight crying, I opened my laptop and created a new folder. Documentation. Inside, I started typing. August 15th, Marcus screamed at me for ordering baby supplies without his approval. August 17th, threatened to fire the nanny for taking Emma to the park without consulting him. August 20th, called me incompetent for not knowing Emma's weight down to the exact ounce during the pediatrician visit. Looking at my sleeping daughter, I felt something shift inside me. This wasn't just about me anymore. Something had to change, and that something was going to be big. Emma was 3 months old when James showed up at my studio, looking like he hadn't slept in days. I can't keep quiet anymore. Marcus, he's not who you think he is. The business trips to Vegas, Miami, London, he wasn't alone. My hands shook as James pulled out his phone, showing me photos, Marcus with different women, intimate dinners, hotel receipts. There's more. I noticed discrepancies in the company accounts. He's been moving money around, including from your joint account. I rushed home and checked our banking app. The college fund I'd set up for Emma? Gone. My design studio's emergency fund? Drained. Don't be ridiculous, darling. Elena dismissed my concerns over Sunday brunch. Marcus is protecting your financial interests. You're just overwhelmed with motherhood. Perhaps we should hire another nanny. That evening, Marcus exploded when I mentioned the missing money. You're ungrateful. Who pays for this house? Your fancy baby gear? Maybe if you focused more on being a proper wife instead of playing entrepreneur. Sarah came over the next day, finding me crying in Emma's nursery. We're documenting everything, she declared, pulling out her phone. Bank statements, photos, everything. Marcus's control tightened. He installed cameras in the house, claiming it was for Emma's safety. He monitored my phone, criticized my every parenting decision. Emma's behind in development because you're too soft, he'd snap. And why is Sarah still coming around? She's filling your head with nonsense. Rachel secretly met me at a coffee shop, passing me a USB drive. It's all here. Marcus's shady deals, the shell companies, everything. James has been gathering evidence for months. I watched my husband's perfect mask crumble through other people's eyes. The assistant he made cry, the investors he deceived, the women he manipulated. Late one night, while Marcus was on another business trip, I met with a divorce attorney Sarah recommended. Mrs. Thompson, with this evidence, we have a strong case, but we need to move carefully. Men like your husband can be dangerous when cornered. I looked at Emma sleeping in her carrier and thought about the controlling messages on my phone. Where are you? Who are you with? Come home now. You're being a terrible mother. The attorney slid a card across the table. This is a domestic violence hotline. Call them. They'll help you plan your exit safely. Walking out of that office, I felt something I hadn't felt in months. Hope. But I also knew the hardest part was yet to come. That night, scanning through Emma's baby photos, I noticed something in the background of one. Marcus in our home office, with a woman who definitely wasn't there for business. My phone buzzed, another demanding text from Marcus. But this time, instead of fear, I felt resolve. The storm was coming. And for once, I was ready for it. The morning I left, everything was planned to the minute. Sarah arrived under the pretense of a playdate while Marcus was at work. The moving truck will be here in 20 minutes. Everything important is already at my place, she whispered, helping me pack Emma's favorite stuffed giraffe. My phone exploded with calls an hour later. Where the hell are you? Elena said the house is empty. I didn't answer. Instead, I watched the breaking news on my laptop at Sarah's house. Local investment firm under SEC investigation. James had finally pulled the trigger, turning over everything to the authorities. The story snowballed fast. Headlines screamed, Thompson Investment Partners, a web of deception. Multiple affairs, CEO's double life exposed. Whistleblower reveals years of fraud. Elena appeared on local news, defending her precious son. These allegations are ridiculous. My Marcus is a victim of jealous competitors. Then Rachel released the recordings, Marcus belittling employees, making threats, discussing illegal trades. Elena's involvement in covering up his affairs and financial misconduct came to light, too. You raised him to be this way, one of his ex-mistresses told reporters. You helped him hide everything. 5 years flew by. My design firm flourished, specializing in corporate rebranding. Ironic, right? Emma grew into a vibrant, confident 7-year-old who never had to whisper or walk on eggshells. Then Marcus showed up at my office, looking nothing like the polished man I'd married. Indigo, please, I've changed. This is my third divorce. I'm facing bankruptcy. I miss Emma. You miss the control, I replied, not even looking up from my computer. The answer is no. Emma has a great life without you. I'm her father. You're the man who called a newborn inconvenient and stole her college fund. Security will show you out. Last week, Emma and I celebrated her 7th birthday at Sarah's house. Her kids and Emma were playing in the backyard when the TV caught my attention. Former investment mogul Marcus Thompson files for 3rd bankruptcy. Mom, watch me on the swing, Emma called out. Looking at my daughter's joyful face, I smiled. The sound of her laughter filled the air, as loud and free as she wanted it to be. Sarah handed me a glass of wine. Remember when he said you'd never survive without him? I watched Emma chase Sarah's kids around the yard, their shrieks of delight echoing off the trees. My phone buzzed with a notification, another major client signing with my firm. You know what, Sarah? I don't remember much about those days anymore. We're too busy being happy. The TV droned on about Marcus's latest failure, but I didn't need to hear it. My life had moved on to something so much better, authentic, free, and beautifully noisy. What would you do if you discovered that your partner had been carefully crafting a false persona, manipulating not just you, but an entire network of people around them? Was there a specific red flag in Indigo's story that resonated with you the most? Share your thoughts in the comments below. Your experiences might help someone else recognize the signs of a toxic relationship before it's too late. If you want to hear more real stories of survival and triumph, hit that subscribe button and turn on notifications. Together, we're building a community where silence isn't the answer.